As that business tapered off, Freeman found himself spending more time every day explaining to customers how to operate a digital camera and how to process and touch up film digitally using computers. Some days, he told me, he would be exhausted by 5 p.m., yet realized that he had not really gotten anything done on his core business. He was spending all his time explaining to customers or his own employees the fine points of digital photography and processing. So, Freeman recalled, one day he finally said to himself, "Since I am spending half my time explaining digital photography, I might as well make it half my business." In early 2006, he ripped out of his shop the big print processors that he used to make enlargements of slides and replaced them with a dozen computers, mostly Apple Macs, and an array of digital printers. He and his staff started using the computers not only for processing customers' digital photography, but, more important, to start a new career as explainers. They invited potential clients to come in during office hours or after and learn, for a fee, how to do sophisticated digital photo processing, retouching, and manipulation using the latest computer software. They also offered to teach at a client's home or office computing environment so the information could be applied immediately on the client's own digital photo systems. "We used to sell film and develop and print the pictures and give away the advice for free," explained Freeman. "Now we are selling the advice and, while not giving away the products, they have become a smaller part of our business. We are going to make explaining the business." In light of that, Freeman told me he has had to think about his staff in different ways. The pure backroom technical person who does not have good people skills might be less in demand, and the good people person who might be just one chapter ahead of the clients in terms of understanding digital photography becomes more valuable because he or she is a really good explainer.